to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's north of Westchester. I start getting high fives, right? We're all good up there. Here, not so much. I mean, this room, it's like a great safe space for me. It's so much nicer than walking to work.
That was Don Trump Jr. last night at the Lincoln Day dinner for the Manhattan GOP. Packed house last night. My flagship station in New York, AM 970, The Answer, we were really honored to be there. We had both of our drive time shows represented. There wasn't another radio station in the house that had that. And the fact that John and Margo Katsimatidis were the host and so gracious. You hear John on this show every Thursday, and grateful to have been able to be there last night. John invited Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle. Last year, they had the talk host Sean Hannity, and when John and I were talking after that event, he was rolling around ideas. He's like, "What do you think of so-and-so and so-and-so?" And I said, "Hey, what about Don Jr.?" I said, "You know, there's no one on the planet that I think emulates what the current administration is all about as well as he does." And the speech he gave last night, extemporaneously, I might add, had a lot of people in the room, talking about how he should be a candidate for president at some point in time down the road. So it'll be interesting to see what all becomes of that. But it was great to honor them for their tireless work for freedom in America. That's what the Manhattan Republicans honored them for. And A.J. Katsimatidis, her dad, John, the whole group that put it together, Margo, who's kind of always the official, unofficial host. She works the room. She talks to everybody that comes in. Just treated everyone like kings. And it was a beautiful, beautiful night. Capped off with real encouraging report from Don Jr. about what 2020 looks like. And if at some point in time I have the opportunity to give you a little more of that speech, we'll get that for you. But just want to say congrats to the Katsimatidises, to the Manhattan GOP, who last night AJ announced to the entire room have more social media following, get this, in a 7-to-1 region of the country, 7 Democrats for every 1 Republican. She has more Republicans now signed up for the Manhattan GOP social media than Manhattan Democrats do. Now, it's not, you know, an election at the ballot box, but you got to start somewhere. And the energy is clearly on the side of common sense, talking about policies that create jobs, increase wages, create a better way of life for the people that are taking advantage of them. And I don't know, making our country great. Sure seems to be working. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.